Welcome to Ouch. Was that a ghost? This podcast may contain graphic material, which some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised.
Help me.
Now that we covered that, here's your host, Liz.
Welcome back to Ouch, Was That a Ghost? With Liz. Today I'm covering New Jersey goblins. In the heart of New Jersey. Yes? Who is it?
Goblins in the heart of New Jersey.
Oh no, it's me and Jeremy. We're ghosts.
Of Christopher Walken?
I had no idea Christopher Walken.
It's me, the ghost of Christopher Walken, and I'm here to steal your podcast.
Big fan. Come in.
Oh, thank you. Shoes on or off?
Off, please.
Oh, okay. Look at me. I'm a spooky ghost, and could you please leave? We got stuff to talk about, me and my associate.
Hi.
Oh, I got a day off? Bye.
Oh.
I guess we'll just help ourselves.
Oh, the seat is so warm.
Mike, you don't need to do the voice anymore. She's gone.
Oh.
Mike, she
is
left.
Is that quick?
They just do that nowadays.
They just let it go.
Yeah, it's Gen Z,
Jeremy,
dude.
People work so hard that, like, especially at podcasts, they just like, somebody else wants to take it? Fine.
I guess
take
if anyone
it from me. It's
just,
a burden. It's a burden that I don't want anymore.
They just get a chance to leave and then they take it. I don't blame them, actually, if you think about it existentially.
Oh, God, Jeremy. She's got way more listeners than us. This is a lot of pressure.
She also has Cheez-Its.
Oh, I like the Cheez-Its.
You want some?
Yes, please.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Mike, beer.
Oh, she's got beer?
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's that.
Oh, well, she is Boston. She's a Bostonian.
Is she?
Yeah, she's got some, what is it, Sam?
Adams.
Sam Adams. That's
that
right.
That was a That's guy. A, all right.
Well. Is Boston Lager.
I told you you don't have to do the voice.
Hello.
It's all done.
Looking out the red sky picture another crazy day to enjoy the earth and the wildlife. Well, the blue water skyline and never ending trivia of confusion through a dark mind. Will it finally ever come to? Trying to understand what we begin to know without any change. Do you know what I mean when I say great? Well, I don't know where to direct expression and if perpetrated land. Take the test of life, hanging on to the balance of our own desire.
Welcome to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast, where we take your podcast and do it better, faster, stronger, and hornier. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Yeah, blackmail. Cool.
So we're stealing Ouch, Was That a Ghost? Ooh.
Spooky, spooky.
Spooky. Jeff, what do you
Yes.
think about ghosts and spooky things?
I like the movie. I don't know why they cast Whoopi Goldberg in it.
No one
As
does.
As a love interest? Really, me neither.
Well, it wasn't a love interest. They were just like, Patrick Swayze, he dies, right? His true love's Demi Moore, but he can only talk to
Oprah.
Oprah
Winfrey.
You get a ghost.
I was thinking of like The Color Purple, which Oprah produced that had Whoopi Goldberg.
Do you guys,
how
do you guys feel about discussing a ghost story?
I love ghost stories.
Ooh, spooky.
Hit me.
So we're going to be discussing one of the most haunted mansions in America. Some say the haunted mansion in Rhode Island, Belcourt Castle.
Belcourt Castle.
No, Belcourt.
Belcourt
Castle.
Castle.
The only haunted mansion I know is from is at Disney.
It's a pretty spooky one. 999 friendly haunts.
Would you guys like to hear about the story of Belcourt Castle?
Belcourt Castle.
Well, now I know it has less to do with Disney. Not really, but go ahead.
Okay. So the story of Belcourt Castle began in 1891. Well, such a spooky year.
1891. They had gas oil lamps and primitive vehicles.
Before the Titanic, Jeremy.
Ooh, spooky, spooky Victorian time.
The construction on what would be Oliver Belmont's summer bachelor pad.
Belmont. Isn't that Castlevania?
Is this the guy from... Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, Castlevania? Have you...
Nope.
Is this Castlevania?
No, this is in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, Castlevania. Henry Belmont fought Alucard.
So this castle was
Dracula?
It's Dracula spelled backwards. Ooh.
I compliment, dude.
Alucard.
Neobog spelled backwards is goblin.
So Oliver Belmont's summer bachelor pad, the construction began in 1891. It was finished 3 years later in 1894, and it was set as a bachelor pad for him and his horses.
Wait, what?
Are you sure it was his horses or his horse?
Yeah, this is a very Ed Sheeran story.
Ed Sheeran?
Excuse me, sir. I would love a wonderful castle for me and my horses to spend the summertime.
Me and my lady like to roll around in the hay.
Well, he's in love with the shape of you.
Yeah, which is the shape of a horse.
Fuck you. You're a horse.
And fuck you. The same architect.
I heard he was a gay horse.
Pedophile.
He was a pedophile, Peter. He was a pedophile.
So he hired the same guy who designed the Marble House and the Breakers, right? To create this masterpiece of a home.
The marbles?
That's like the name of a house, the Marble House.
So he built like multiple structures.
It's not even it's just called Marble House.
So he's one of those house designer architects.
Yeah, he's one of those, Jeremy.
One of those guys. I'm throwing up the
the quotation fingers.
Quote unquote architect man.
And then in 2 years later, Mr. Belmont fell in love with the recently divorced Alva Vanderbilt.
Definitely a vampire.
What year is that?
1896, 2 years later.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
After construction complete.
Jeff's putting up his string board on his wall.
Right. So she moves in, this Alva Vanderbilt, she moves in and she starts to, you know...
You're doing... we're all audio right now. Mike's doing the Uma Thurman dance.
From Pulp Fiction?
From Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction?
He's literally dancing around.
She started adding her own touches, and she started to add her own refinement to the home. So she moves
in. Trying to revive her, stabbing her with a pen.
So she starts adding to the house, bringing in all of her her drugs, I guess. Staying on the Pulp Fiction.
Drugs. Yeah.
She starts doing heroin balloons everywhere. So this house, over time, would remain in this Belmont family until 1940.
Is this still the Marble House?
That's the architect. Architect. So he built the Belmont Castle.
But they're in the Belmont Castle is where this is all taking place.
Right. When does Castlevania start?
That was 1940.
When you get halfway through, actually, the house flips upside down.
Oh, sorry. I went into Castle Wolfenstein. Yeah. I transitioned.
Well, so the Nazis.
The Nazis.
In 1943. 2 years before then.
So this castle would remain in the Belmont family until 1940, when it was then purchased by a Mr. George Waterman.
Dracula.
Yep. Mr. George that's Dracula.
That's his alias.
Yep, in 1940, Mr. George Dracula bought Belmont Castle, and then Castlevania begins.
I knew it.
He filled it with Nazis.
Okay, so what's the scary, spooky stuff?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, all right.
I'm giving you like a little breakdown of the history of the castle. So the Belmont family.
George Dracula bought it.
Yep.
What was his name,
the second buyer.
What was his name?
Mr.
George Dracula.
Dr. Acula. George, PhD.
So Mr. George Dracula buys it in 1940. And then there's a very brief history of buyers for this castle after it was built by the Belmont family, which, it stayed in their family for almost 50 years.
Why'd you say it all creepy like that?
Because it's a ghost. It's a creepy ghost podcast.
A possible
creepy.
Spooky.
Spooky.
As old as a young grandfather.
Sean Connery could have lived there as a young boy.
He does now.
That's exactly right. As we get into the haunting, Sean Connery haunts the halls. He says, "Oh, we named the dog Indiana.
My mansion is the mansion of dead stars. Come see who you want. Lucille Ball, she's here.
We fuck all the time." Okay, Mr. George Dracula sells it in 1954 to Elaine and Louise Lorillard. Okay.
It's not in the games.
And then it immediately.
That's not canon.
And then 2 years later, it's sold to Harl and Donald Tinney.
What was the first name? I'm sorry.
Belmont?
No, the brothers.
Harl?
Dracula?
Harl?
No. Harl. Oh, yes. The lady's name is Harl.
Okay. Harl, her name is Harl?
Harl is the lady. Harl and Donald Tinney.
What a horrible name.
She married
name.
Somebody named Donald?
Yes, she did.
I'm going to be
Harold got married. She must have been pretty, because any girl named Harold, I'm like, I'm good.
Harl.
Yeah, it's Harl.
Harl.
Harl Tinney.
Yep. She wrote a book. Anyway, they lived at Belcourt. They were one of the longest running residents of Belcourt Castle, staying there for 56 years. Filling.
Sorry.
56
sorry,
is more than 50.
Sorry. Go ahead. Say the rest.
Upside down, it's 90S. Anyway. So they started collecting antiquities to fill the home with. They were like, they wanted the oldest, creepiest shit that they could find.
I kind of get that.
To fill this creepy home with.
Do you have that vibe too?
Oh yeah. I've always liked the old creepy stuff. Jeff, our mom and our grandmother, including you, Jeremy, she was a holder of antiques, and a lot of those have gone to our various family members and things.
I love old creepy looking.
So the home, after it was owned by
what year
Harl and Donald Tinney, who lived in the home for 56 years in 2012.
What did she go by?
Harl.
She went by Harl.
Har.
She committed to that.
Har.
2012, it was purchased by the owner of a jewelry company, Alex and Annie Carolyn Raphaelian.
That sounds made up.
All right, Jeremy. All right, I want your help with how to pronounce this name. Okay, it's R A F A E L.
Raphael. Yeah, Raphael.
I A N.
Rufio.
Raphaelian.
Rufio.
Rufio. Rufio. Jeremy, it's Raphaelian.
Sure.
It's okay.
I feel like you put an extra alien, but all right.
Raphaelian.
Raphaelian.
Okay.
Raphaelian.
So now you. Raphaelian?
Raphaelian.
What happened to the Raphael?
Raphaelian.
Raphaelian.
Raffenstein.
Turtles in the back shell.
They
Turtle power.
They restored the home to its former glory. But for decades, there have been other residents discovered at Belcourt Castle, but these particular residents are not among the living.
Spooky.
Oh, spooky.
Along with the many changes in ownership, spirits have also called Belcourt Castle home.
Haunting the mansion's rooms and halls and giving residents and tour groups a fright.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I was freaked out.
So the longtime Belcourt Castle residents include possibly Harl and Donald Tinney themselves, who were married there at the castle. And throughout the years, they collected their antiques, art, and armor from a lot of the, like, you know, medieval times. Mr. Donald loved his spooky antique armor from medieval times.
What about Mrs. Harl?
She...
Harl.
So some of the stuff that they bought, going to Chinese markets and Serbian shipping containers.
Boys' trousers.
What town is this?
This is the, well, it was the 1940s that when they...
It's the town of 1940.
You said when. Thank you. I thought you said when.
I said the town. What town is it? The 1940s.
You know, Pleasantville. It's 1940s.
Belcourt Castle is in Rhode Island, Jeff.
Okay.
It's in Rhode Island.
I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me because I don't know what year. I said what... I said, where it was, and you gave me the fucking year.
Some of the objects here are believed to have spirits attached that refuse to leave. Ooh, spooky.
That was good.
Hal herself
had many paranormal encounters with ghostly entities while living in Belcourt Castle. Let me give you guys some examples of some spooky things that have happened here in the past and the present.
These are hauntings that are happening inside of this castle.
In this spooky castle with all the spooky things
I want to get
there.
An image of this there. Castle. I want to be
oh, honest. Sure.
Now, I'm looking up this castle right now. The Belcourt of Newport.
All right, paint me a word picture.
So, it's just very colonial, like Victorian-style mansion. Well, yeah.
That makes that that tracks.
Well, it's got it's just the big bay windows, just a house full of a bunch of tiny rooms. You know what I mean?
I need you to, how does it like stack up against Boston?
It's perfect. It's the same thing. It's a New England mansion.
Do you think they get some lobster rolls?
It's not in New England.
Rhode Island is in New England,
Michael.
What are you talking about?
Oh shit! Are you serious?
Yeah.
So it's the Rhode Island Patriots.
It's New England.
It's a huge.
In Rhode Island,
got a bunch. No, it encompasses a bunch of states.
Jeff, we have the Tampa Buccaneers. Okay.
No, you're okay. Stop. You're embarrassing our family. I thought Sean Connery was gay. You don't know where fucking New England
is. No, Mike, please. I want you to give us your sports analysis. Let's go. Let me give it to you now.
The New England Buccaneers are here to stay, and they have a new tight end. His name is Carl. We're going to see what Carl can do as he comes down the line. Oh, touchdown. The teabag. Yes, do the teabag move from the internet. Yes.
You're a teabag.
The NFL has been taken over by the demon lord Spakarnassus.
Taylor Swift.
Don't mind me, I'm just a little mouse guy.
Well.
Anyway, so all these creepy things that happen in Belcourt Castle, one of them is that there's these salt chairs. Right? They bought these special chairs. And you know what happens?
Like pink Himalayan salt chairs?
Actually, I'll explain why they're called salt chairs, but they're like regular wooden chairs.
Gotcha.
The reason that they're called salt chairs is because in English royalty, they would keep salt inside the chair so as to distribute
it. Moisture.
No. So to distribute it to people who like nobles that come.
No.
Yes.
So, that's ridiculous.
Nope.
So to keep moisture out of wood makes
sense. It's so they could sit on them and say they were unsalted.
Jeffrey. So one of the reasons is because they would keep salt in the chair so they could distribute it to people that like, hello, I'm the prince of so and so.
You just throw salt on them.
No, you don't throw salt on them. You give them salt as like a like you present them with salt as like a present. so it's in the chair, so it's easily grabbable for you to give to the people as a present.
So you're saying it's not like it's always sunny in Philadelphia. Just to salt the snail. Ah, get out of here. Yeah.
Nope, so it's like present salt. Because it was like a commodity.
They keep the salt. They keep the chair.
The salt was stored in the chair.
That's so interesting.
Know, like, so as to be like, easily grabbed and presented by noble people to people like chair? As a gift. The salt was in the chair. That's why they're called salt chairs.
Well, I understand that, but like how are you getting the salt out of the chair?
There's a compartment in the chair that's filled with salt, and then you get don't the you salt get, out of it.
Don't you get all moody with me. I'm asking legit questions.
These are great questions because I was confused when I did the research on it.
Nowadays,
I didn't know about your chairs with your super salt compartments. I didn't know about it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out how this like links into Castlevania, but it's fine.
Mr. Dracula bought Bell Court Castle.
Well, you see, Richter is the salt seller. He shows up.
He's the salt sultan of.
and then Riddick is blind.
Okay. Well, now we're getting into other franchises.
He's got the bright eyes, right. Though. Like, it's so dark, he can see.
So these salt chairs are in Belcourt Castle, right? And there's reports of a woman who was like, I'm going to sit in this creepy chair. And it was, she got thrown across the room.
Assaulted.
Oh my God, Jim, that's so good. She was assaulted by the salt chair. So, like, I was thinking, like, if you were a ghost... Like, if you're going to haunt this chair, be like, don't sit in my fucking chair. And you start like donkey kicking people out of the chair.
This is the last thing I've got.
Get out of my chair. I'm just thinking about, like, the concept, because the whole point of Belcourt Castle is filled with haunted shit. Like, it's not the place isn't haunted. They just collected enough creepy old shit to, like... To the point where people are like, oh, this place is haunted because of all the creepy haunted things that they brought in. And then remember how we did that whole episode, Jeremy, about consciousness, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so things, you were not there, Jeff. And so
I was there.
The whole concept about consciousness and like, you know, like ghosts could be like a version of like consciousness that's like branched off but hasn't been like reconstituted into the main consciousness. It's like
you gotta be awake.
How do you get to the point where you're attaching yourself to fucking physical worldly shit? Like you're like, ah, this clock is a good clock.
Well, the craftsmanship back then, Mike, was phenomenal. They were holding on to these old things.
I have the answer to it. Do you want to hear?
Oh yes, please.
Have you finished Supernatural?
Not yet, Jeffrey.
Then shut the fuck up.
Okay. You know what? Fair enough. Let's move on.
Never watched it.
So there's creepy.
Jeremy, you never watched any of Supernatural? Not a single episode. Yeah,
I think it's a pretty good show.
It's very good. It's a solid 15 years of your life. Well, no, you can binge it now.
Well, I saw Jensen Eccles do his like MTV Cribs style thing. I saw that.
This is my single bedroom apartment.
It was with his wife. His wife's a model. He's like, this is our house, and it's beautiful. Well, I saw that, and I was like, Supernatural must be a good show. That guy's doing really good.
Okay.
Well, it is.
It is a great show, Jeremy.
It is. Well,
it's a Monster of the Week type show.
Yeah, but I heard it was more about, like, the first season is more about, like, oh, how many of these haunted women can we bang?
No.
That's pretty spot on, Jeremy. Yeah.
I hate to break it to you. There's very little banging in the first season of Supernatural.
It's all in season three.
Like, the first two seasons are probably, like, the best because, like, it's all, like, urban legends.
Black people stuff?
Yeah, like urban, yeah.
Like Leprechaun?
I have a drawing of it. The corn man cometh.
No, I'm saying like they did like the Jersey Devil. They did...
Gin.
Gin, yeah. They did like, you know... They've done a bunch of like American suburban...
One of them like fucked a mummy, definitely.
Christmas Steven.
I know. He left us that thing on Christmas.
About the raw butter?
He didn't say anything about raw butter.
You remember the raw butter?
Butter's my specialty. Hang on. Go ahead.
Anyway, do you want to hear about more about these creepy things that happened at Belcourt?
I do.
So there's another thing. So what's his name? Oliver
George Lazenby.
Fucking
Dracula.
What's his name? I said it before.
Ted Turner?
No. Hold on.
Wait, what's the new soccer show? Lazo?
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
Tinny.
Oh, yeah. Harold and Dalton.
Yeah. So the Tinnies are the ones that collected all these creepy things, like the salt chairs. Another thing that he was obsessed with was like medieval suits of armor. And it's said that there's some suits of armor that will just start screaming at people. So, I was like, so people walk into a room and then the suit of armor just goes, ah!
Exit only!
Oh! Hey!
When I hear...
Watch where you step in!
Now, there's absolutely no, like, rhyme or reason, but the story goes that the suit of armor that screams was the story of a knight, the Knight of Belcourt, who got stabbed through the eye slit with a spear, and he screams about it even to this day.
Ah, the shit's in my eye! I can't see ass from me elbow!
When people hear it, they say, all they hear is, ah! I'm stabbed in the eye.
Knight was more of a title and less of an occupation. Help.
Who does this?
I was a knight 50 years ago. That's 1932. I don't know.
Is my family okay?
Is that an electric plug for your sewing machine? What is this?
They built this suit of armor in 1893.
Oh. Back when sewing machines came out.
I wish I had put something over my eyes.
This is what you repay me? You all are walking around screaming that I'm not spooky enough. So that's a spooky thing that happens.
Sure.
Some claim to hear moaning sounds also coming from
hit me in my eye. Oh no.
I just my armor.
Just the tip. Just put the tip. Oh, my eye.
There's also a statue of a monk, a wood-carved statue of a monk that was purchased and placed on the grounds.
It's carved in 1963.
It plugs in.
By a man on acid. It's filled with Christmas lights.
Local homeless artist carves monk.
And when you plug it in, he goes, "Oh, you've plugged me in."
So,
oh, you plugged me in. Oh,
you've turned me on.
So the moaning monk statue went into Harl's bed. So this is what I found absolutely ridiculous.
Went to Harl's bedroom.
Yeah,
that tracks.
So
that tracks 100%.
So they had it in her bedroom, and that's like the first time that she reportedly seeing the visage of a hooded monk that followed the statue. So like, why would you bring that fucking thing in? You know what, Oliver? I want this monk to watch us make sweet, sweet love.
Practice your celibacy now, Chinaman.
You know, it's funny because I thought the same thing, but no, this is like the brown hood monks, not like the Asian monks. Not the karate monks, Jeremy.
They're not the karate monks?
No, it's the boring ones from England.
Slap me with your Bible, monk. Yes.
So
aren't they the ones who did a vow of celibacy?
Yes, like those type, the brown hood monks, like from Monty Python.
I have questions.
Okay, go.
So like they were celibate, but like she was like sleeping with this monk?
Well, no.
Statue of a monk?
Well, she had the statue of a monk in her bedroom, and that's the first time that she saw the visage of a ghostly monk that was in her room with the statue, watching over her as she masturbated or whatever.
The statue was in her bed. That's what I feel.
It was not in her bed. She didn't sleep with the statue.
I'm sorry. She's not a weirdo. Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's
and
the
that
whole
lady
thing super-
fucked the shit yeah. out of that monk statue.
All right. I'm sorry for saying that. She moved a statue into her room and yeah, no, sorry. That's the weird. That's the line? Cool.
And then they decide to move the statue around the grounds of the castle. And wherever they moved it, that creepy monk guy would follow.
Get her hard on.
And they even moved it to the church. They have a church on the grounds. And so they moved the monk near the church, and then he began, quote-unquote, giving sermons in the church. And then there's a creepy mirror, Jeff. And
okay,
Jeremy,
I have a question. I have one more question.
Yes.
What if you put the statue of the monk in front of the creepy mirror?
Then Quantumania. The world would implode.
It's a Disney movie.
And then what? Oh my God! What if you put the fucking monk statue on the salt chair?
In a barrel, in a bank.
No, Jeremy, you put the monk statue inside of the haunted suit of armor and then place it on the salt chair in front of the mirror I'm about to describe.
The poked, moaning monk.
It's a whole bunch of ghosts like, hey, get out of me. Oh, my God, oh, no, this is my spot. No.
This is the Russian nesting dolls
of ghosts.
Ghosts.
Hey everybody, Future Michael here. Just want to tell you about our band of the week. It's Million Earth, or Million Earth. It could be, it's the word million and then earth slammed into one fun word. Million Earth. Their song, Take the Test. Check them out. And we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. Play D&D because it's fun. Get modules because you're lazy. And do math because you have to. It's the new world order, and it's illegal to not do math. Ugh. Stupid. But go to the dungeonstudios.co and download a module today, you nerd.
That's something I've thought about. Remember the movie The Ring?
Oh, God. Jeff, do you remember the first time we ever saw that movie?
I do. It's hilarious. I didn't think you want me to tell that story.
Tell the story. It's comedy.
Once upon a time, there was a spooky movie called The Ring. Oh, you want me to keep going? Okay.
Yeah. You remember where we watched it, right? With who?
Yes, we were in Indiana.
Okay.
That's cool. That was 1 in 50 chance that I would get that right.
Nailed it.
All right. No, we were. We were. In Indiana, we went and rented the movie. It was me, Michael, and my friend Tyler Dumont.
Yep, he actually came. He actually flew to Indiana to come hang out with me and Jeff. Jeff, let's be honest. He came to hang out with Jeff for the summer while we were visiting our dad.
Well, the guy didn't believe that Indiana existed, so like I had to be like, yeah.
That was the dog's name.
We called the dog Indiana.
Yeah, good, nice try. Like that was like a playroom kind of deal that we had a TV in, and we watched shit in there. So we watched the movie in there, and then next to it was a bedroom that only had 2 twin beds. And so since Tyler was a guest, Michael got the short straw, and he had to go sleep in the room we watched that fucking movie in.
Yep. Well, so, I think I was 14, 13, something like that.
No, you were older than that. Cause I was 16.
22.
Okay. So 14. Yeah. If you were 16, I was probably 14. If it was the summertime.
Okay. Whatever makes you feel manlier. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
I was 27
night,
years old.
All I remember is Michael keeps trying to sneak into our room, but there's no bed, so he's trying to like sleep in the middle between the two of them. He's just like, I'm not even here.
I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified.
Of The Ring?
Of having seen that movie.
Oh.
And her coming out of the TV.
I just wanted to be with my brother, like just anywhere near me at all.
But whenever I watch a movie like that, I immediately came up with a plan. I was like, if I ever watch that movie, and it'd be like the things coming out of the fucking TV, I take the TV and I put it over the toilet and right directly into the toilet. So like as soon as she comes out, I flush the toilet. I'm like, this has to work, right?
But there's a punchline to this story.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Do you remember Tyler?
No, my best friend? No.
Okay, so I come into the room because I'm terrified. I just sleep on the floor. I just bring a pillow and a blanket and I just lay on the floor. I fall asleep. I am woken up by the horrifying.
You don't know anything about Tyler. That's right.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about Tyler or his terrible, terrible things that he does when he sleeps.
Tyler talks in his sleep.
But it's not talk. He didn't talk, Jeremy. He screamed. So I was sleeping on the floor, and Tyler's like, and the thing is, he sat up out of his bed and started scream babbling, and I was just like,
I was dealing for that for years. I was just like, all right, bro.
Yeah, so Jeff had experienced lots of sleepovers with Tyler and then his weird sleep screaming, but I had no idea. And so just going to sleep. Both Jeff and Tyler are asleep. I sneak in. And Tyler wakes up. And blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to get you from the other room.
I had a great night's sleep. It was nice.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Jeff slept through the horrifying. Also, he slept through my girl screams that I produced.
Help!
when Tyler woke up. And then I was like, Tyler, are you awake? And he goes, for shibboleth, but and then he lays back down.
He's just Pootie Tang. He's just Pootie Tang talking.
Well, you never got to experience, like, sure, that was like traumatizing, but like you never got to, like, he would start talking, you talk to him, he would answer you. Like, it was like the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
like,
my God. I didn't get that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't ask the right question, apparently.
Is Sean Connery gay? Yes, absolutely. Right. Tell everyone.
That's probably where I got it. You're probably right. Is Sean Connery gay? Oh, he's so gay.
Oh, he fibbly wibbly that boy's diddly hiddly. So, hey, this Belcourt Mansion, lots of...
Yeah, yeah.
Can you still visit there and see the hauntings?
Yeah, you can go there and you can get tours and everything. Actually, what I'd like to share with you is a review that somebody left for having recently visited the Belcourt Castle.
Ooh, terrifying.
On the internet. So this
super
is
creepy, nothing to do with Castlevania, but so still this, really good.
If you would allow it, Jeremy and Jeff, I want to read this review in its entirety.
LOL, no Alucard? Lame.
So with your guys' permission, I'd like to read this review just straight start to finish.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about it. Belmont Castle, 1 star. The title is Worst Ghost Tour Ever. Like an idiot, I fell for the tourist trap sign advertising ghost tours at the Belmont Castle. It seemed like it would be an interesting tour, and my wife and I were expecting at least to see or hear something worthwhile, especially for $18 a person.
Highway robbery, I said.
Instead, the tour, in quotes, started 15 minutes late. It began with the most boring slideshow ever, with obscure references to ghosts in Europe. I felt like I was in an elementary school for an afternoon lecture in history class. After 30 minutes or so, and after half of the audience was asleep, they finally turned on the lights. Yes, now we can begin the excitement! Exclamation point.
The tour was such a disaster, since the stories were completely random and dragged on and on. The owner lacks the ability to tell an enticing story, even after 50 years of working living at the castle. The stories were like never-ending band camp jokes.
After 30 more painful minutes, we switched places with the other tour guide who came from the Indian reservation. Yes?
Is he mad that he came from an Indian reservation? He must have gone. I don't know where this fucking guy came from.
Well, it was a lady.
I don't know where this fucking Pocahontas bitch came from.
Yes. Her stories also rambled on, and most of them had nothing to do with Belcourt Castle.
Blanket, smallpox.
And he's like, the quotes, grand finale that we were promised involved us feeling the energy left by two ghosts on some salt chairs. Yeah. I would pay $18.
Did they put salt chairs in quotations?
No, not salt chairs. No, just the grand finale.
Oh, gosh.
So, buy some salt chairs. Yeah, I would pay $18 just to get back those 90 minutes of my life. So this guy's like, I went into this spooky house. Is it a house. Guy? What?
Let me see his picture. What does he look like?
There's no picture.
He looks like...
Jeremy, his username is Supermantis14.
Okay.
Right. And he left this review in 2009, and he's basically upset because he didn't see any ghosts. He's like, $18 and no ghosts. Fucking bullshit.
All I got was his lame-ass salt chair, dude.
There was one more review I also wanted to go over. This is from Deb L, titled Such a Shame, August 2022. I first toured Belcourt 21 years ago, and it immediately became my favorite Newport mansion. We went again with company a week ago. I had thought the new owner was going to return it to its former splendor. I can't imagine the amount of money that has been spent. But she has decorated it with Art Deco furniture and posters.
What a cunt.
It looks just awful and completely distracts from the house. The furniture looks really cheap, although it probably isn't. The pictures you see online shows a huge room with stained glass, etc. It's now chock full of Art Deco objects, some neon... A strange older gas station pump. I'll never go back. Also, they don't seem to limit the number of people on the tour. There were too many. Several rooms you could not go in all at once. So now I imagine the new owners of this haunted castle have put up fucking...
Like, if you look over in that corner...
That's a John Wick poster.
Signed by Keanu Reeves.
Signed by...
Now... We used to have a monk statue right here. Used to diddle the chick who lived here, but
it's a neon sign.
You ever seen a bust of Alex Keaton? You know who that is?
Do you like how we have this giant neon sign that says spaghetti?
Remember when Michael J. Fox was a Republican on TV? Coming to hallway number 3.
Before you enter, before you exit, please make sure you visit our in-haunted Starbucks.
Blueberry pancakes.
Right, ooh. Covered with salt from the salt chairs.
We dyed it blue.
All right, so it's really funny because I found another article online that says watch ghost hunters go into Belcourt Castle, and then when you click on the link, the video that's attached is like, this video is no longer available.
It was a monk statue raping a man.
I never liked ghost hunters because like I'd watch the show, and right, they'd be like in this like haunted, like I put in quotes, you can't see me. But like haunted insane asylum or something like that.
Yeah.
And so like they'd have like their whatever microphone walkie-talkie things trying to find ghosts. And so the guy would be like, you hear like this and you're like, "Oh, his name's Chad." And they'd be like, "He's dead now." Like, "Okay, cool. Thanks. Thanks for that." And he goes, "He likes hockey." Like, it was like ridiculous. And he'd be like,
"His name is Chad Daniels. He loved hockey. And died in 1683.
And he loved WWE.
Right.
Favorite move was the Stone Cold Stunner. Died in 1732.
But all you would hear was just like, "Oh, he's so lonely."
And then also, there's a lady in a ball gown that has been seen on the second floor gallery.
Why are these ghost ladies always wearing ball gowns?
I know, right? They're all... And then there's a lady dressed in plaid shorts.
In her husband's underwear. Ooh.
She's wearing guy jeans.
Okay, if there's one thing I know about Rhode Island architecture, when was this house built?
1890 something.
The same time as the sewing machine.
Same time as the Super Bowl.
You would not put a ballroom on the second story. So what's she doing there?
Who knows?
It's a different type of ballroom.
Jeremy's right.
But she was wearing a poofy dress.
Mm-hmm.
Just his ball gown.
I'm just trying to be impartial.
An older woman in pink attire has been appearing in Harl Tinney's bedroom on occasion. Perhaps it's Ruth Tinney visiting her daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh. Why?
She had a different name.
I guess she wore pink.
You ruined my husband. You ruined my son's life. You harlot. Fucking that monk statue. This house, you bitch.
So that's, that's pretty much. I mean, what are you doing, Jeremy?
Oh, I'll tell you in a second.
We can't call them. They're not open.
They are.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be available. She's probably doing a tour.
I'm pretty sure you should call these Harl. Ghost Adventure people and we should talk to them about Harl? The Belcourt Castle.
What? No.
Tell them about the Belcourt Castle, Michael.
I'm not going to do it.
Michael, call these Ghost Adventure people.
Jeremy, remember last time it ended poorly?
Yeah, but that was because you had a clown fetish.
But this is also because this is the time that they do their ghost tours, Jeremy.
I have questions.
Yeah.
Ting is not going to answer the phone,
yes,
dude.
Yes, she will.
No, she's not. She's doing a ghost tour.
Is Harl alive?
Jeremy wants me to call American Ghost Adventures, who was on the show during the Spooptoberween episode. And
you say
Ting,
Spoob?
Spoop.
Yeah,
Spooptober.
No, I had a problem Boob? With it, too.
Spooktoberween.
I'm less interested. Oh,
then here you go, Mike. Here, you don't want to call Ting?
No, I don't want to bother Ting. I love Ting.
Okay, let's not call Ting.
What happened to Harl?
Well, Harl sold the house with her husband, but it is said that she is one of the ghosts that haunts the halls.
Oh, she's dead.
Belcourt
Castle. Just say she's dead.
But she also wrote a book about Belcourt Castle. And it's haunting.
While she was dead?
Because when she was alive. She would try to communicate with these spirits when she was alive, and she wrote a book. Or the stories that she told are in a book written by... It says it's... The book says it's authored by Harl Tinney. So she wrote a book about all the hauntings and the ghosts that she fucked, I guess. I don't know.
All the monks she was jilling off to.
One time I put myself into that screaming suit of armor. I had the best orgasm of my life.
I was the moaning spirit.
So people show up, they hear one suit of armor, it's like, oh, my eye! The other one's like, oh, it's the ghost of Harl Tinney getting an orgasm.
Not many people know this, but my herald was out late that night. I was the moaning ghost. It was me. Mike, what did the moaning ghost sound like?
Something like that.
We are Majizzy Pod.
MJSYPOD on all the things.
I quit.
Jeffrey is no longer going to be on the show.
No, actually, Jeff.
It's been offensive, yes.
I consider you a regular on this show, and I really enjoy having you. Mike doesn't like how it changes dynamic, but... I love it.
I never said that.
He hates it every time we talk in secret. We do have a question that we've been dying to ask you.
It's happening. It's time. It's time, Jeremy.
Sylvester. Sylvester Stallone.
We're currently 10-6.
He said Sylvester Stallone.
And pretty soon you're gonna ask Jeff this question, and he'll provide you an answer that may or may not help with that
He's
number.
He's saying it over and over.
So, all right, Jeremy, go ahead and ask the question.
So if you had to choose for your own reason, who's better?
Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone. Or Sylvester Stallone, baby?
Oh, wait. Oh, is that the choices?
Yes.
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. You do have to choose.
Okay. I have to think now. No, Stallone. Stallone. Stallone.
Yes.
All right, we're 7-10.
Why, Jeff?
Stallone, Stallone.
Why, Jeff?
Yes.
Because he is better in everything.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is the best film ever made.
It's a classic. It brought me to tears.
Well, Jeff is like, I like his pornography.
It brought me it brought me closer to my mom. The porn got you, Michael, and you didn't vote for it?
No, the Italian Stallion. When Sylvester Stallone did pornography.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly. I've never seen it.
And so he
you haven't looked hard enough.
So wait, he did porn and you said, nah, bro, he's not my favorite?
Look at him fucking all those hot chicks. What a loser.
Dude could go from porn to like being an Academy Award winner in the 70s. And
Terminator.
You're like, nah, bro.
Okay.
Do you? Okay. Have you seen The Terminator?
Yes.
What's it about?
It's about robots taking over humanity.
Okay.
And then right. There's a guy, right? And who's the Jesus.
Who? Who's the guy?
Who's the Jesus?
John Connor.
Yeah. Well, who's his dad?
Who's his father?
Robert Connor.
Robert Kennedy Connor.
Got it. Nailed it. No.
Reese. Yeah. Reese.
Yes.
Well, yes.
What's his first name?
Reese.
No, what's his first name?
John Reese.
John.
That's it. You
Connor.
Reese.
Kevin. Wait, Reese isn't his first name?
No, that's his last name.
Kyle.
It's Jesus.
Kyle Reese.
Fuck you, man.
Kyle Reese.
He read it. He read it from my face.
No, I didn't. I didn't read it from your face.
I mouthed it at him.
He's like, it's Jesus.
I have ADHD.
Jesus.
Sometimes I have to summon information from my brain, okay?
Jesus Reese? Is that it?
Who's Jesus?
Yeah, who's Jesus in
Yeshua.
It? HaMashiach.
Oh, God.
Sar Shalom.
Shalom to you.
Rising up, Israel. What's up?
It's Christian Bale. It's obviously Christian Bale.
Oh, from that Thor movie.
Who wrote Terminator? Mike?
Oh, good question.
Carl Irving.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was Cameron, right?
Carl Weathers.
Was
it Cameron?
No, Cameron doesn't write movies. He directs them. But go ahead.
James Cameron.
No, he directed Terminator 2.
Okay, well, I'm on the right
about,
track. Like, Terminator 2?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, Jeremy, so the Terminator was the bad guy in the first movie. Uh-huh. But in the second one, he's the good guy. But there's also a bad Terminator.
Nope, Terminators are still the
bad
guys.
But Kyle Reese he's like, I have a son somewhere in past, and he says,
no, he doesn't know.
I have to save my dad. John Connor, right? Is his dad John Connor?
He doesn't know either. I don't think he knows either. I don't think he knows who his father is. I don't think you don't know what the fuck you're talking
Your
about.
Your grandson, man. John Connor, is Kyle Reese.
His
we don't
grandson.
Know why he has a different name.
That's
name.
Too far ahead. What up? Because, okay.
Sarah Connor is the great grandma.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Right? And then the Terminator comes and he says, let's dance.
That's exactly what happened, actually. And
the
then
spooky woogie.
That's where Saturday Night Fever.
Give me your clothes and your gun and your motorcycle.
Mike, who was that in the scene where he goes up and takes the sunglasses from that punk?
Oh, good question.
Who is the actor?
The
that
actor?
He takes it from.
Oh,
he stabs
yes,
through the chest.
Yes,
who
yes.
Is it?
Yeah, it was Paul Rubens.
Yep, exactly. Yep, it was Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee.
It is definitely not Bill Paxton from Twisters.
Give me your clothes. No!
Give me your bicycle. I want your bike.
Pee-wee's grandma.
I have to ask Globy.
Oh, my God. My ribs hurt.
We are Majizzy Pod.
MJSYPOD on all the things. Make sure you go to our Facebook and you listen and you subscribe to the click Facebook time.
We're now 12 to 8. For the Stallone Schwarzenegger, because everyone knows that Jeff's vote counts for six.
Nope, that's not how it works.
I may or may not.
He's the movie buff.
Currently 10 to 7.
He's the movie buff.
10 to 7. Ghosts.
Butter monk fucking.
You better believe it.
I love you, Liz.
I love everybody here.
I love you, Liz, from Out of Those Out of Ghost.
Show's a big success.
One day I'll get paid.
No, absolutely not.
We'll get there one day, Jeff.
I will.
Make you a regular.
Yeah.
No, it's painful.
I contribute. I'm a contributor.
Majizzypod.com. Go to our website. We have we're selling stickers and magnets. And make sure you guys check out those stickers and magnets, because right now we have a limited number and people have started buying them. So there's going to be a limited number of these first release magnets and stickers. Once they're gone, we're going to switch up what stickers and magnets we apply.
I bought one and store. I almost don't regret it.
First edition. Yeah, Jeff did buy one, so he did support our show by doing that. You could also be amongst the first. I think there's 20 left of each. So once we sell these 20 stickers and magnets, just remember, you got the first release of Majizzypod stickers and magnets, because once we move on, there's going to be new shit on there.
As soon as you buy it, we'll just replace it.
With better quality shit.
With better stuff, because we know
you
want it.
Yeah, but wait. But second edition.
Second. So wait.
Nope.
Buy the second edition, better quality.
But we can't get to second edition unless people buy the first
buy
edition.
Buy the first edition.
Buy.
Mucho importante.
You will not regret it. Like, Michael, I was the number one customer. When I bought it, he hand-delivered it. He will do that for every one of you. Every single person that buys something, he will deliver it himself.
Untrue.
We got a message from one of our listeners, a super fan, who ordered a magnet. And they bought their magnet to scramble their girlfriend's phone so they could jailbreak it and see all of her messages. It worked. The magnet's strong enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could order it for that reason.
Keep Don't your pimp pan strong.
Sean Connery, rest in peace, 2021.
R.I.P. And Jeremy, we have a phone number. What's that phone number?
It exists.
Yep.
206.
Nope.
903.
Yes.
0660.
That's the last four.
Yep.
Can you put it together?
937.
903.
I'm so confused right now.
903.
903-287.
Yes.
0660.
That's right. Say it again.
903-287. 0660.
Leave us a voicemail or a text. We'll play it on the show. And if you have a band, or if you're an artist, hell, if you rap, send us your
calling.
Shit. We'll play it. Why are you calling me?
He's calling the number.
Jeff's calling the number right now.
It works.
It just rang to my cell phone.
If you want to call Mike personally, call 903-287-0660.
Wait, let me leave my message. Let me leave my message.
Well, I hung up. You can definitely leave your message.
Hi, it's me. It's Jeff. I'm leaving a message right now for the podcast. I have one question only. I've been super scared to say anything. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. This is anonymous, right? Yeah, you don't know me. You don't even know who this is. Okay. Who is the sexiest of the two of you? I mean, I figure the name, it's Jeff, but cause he's like the out of left corner. But like, just tell me who's the sexiest. It's probably Jeff. I get it. You go ahead and you think about it. You talk about it. All right. Love you guys. You guys, number one.
Make sure that you go to our website and you go to our email, which is uhjyeah@majizzypod.com, so you can leave your music. We love supporting bands and the music that they make. We feature them on every episode. So please, if you're making music, send it to us. We will share it with the world. We buried a treasure. There are clues hidden everywhere. Make sure you check out our socials and listen to our shows. So that way you can find the clues to a buried treasure. What's in that treasure, Jeremy?
Dildos.
And?
Gold.
And?
Gold dildos.
Nope, that's untrue.
Diamond-covered wooden dildos.
No, that's not true.
Stickers.
There is a sticker in
Magnets?
There.
Magnets?
There is a magnet in there.
Gold.
Yes.
Silver?
Yes.
Diamonds?
Yes.
Dildos?
Yes.
All right. I was on the right track.
You did it.
Okay.
There's a giant wooden dildo in there. So... Make sure you follow the clues. You can find the Majizzy treasure for yourself. All right.
There's real diamonds in there.
There is literally real diamonds in that treasure.
And real gold and real silver.
All right. As a third party, can I ask a question?
Yes. Of course.
Okay, cool. So was there a clue in this episode?
Yes.
Well, there will be right now.
What's the clue? Off the, I'll tell you what the clue is. Is if you walk to where the sidewalk ends, it literally, if you just take to the north, if you just take a shovel and you, it's actually incredibly easy to find. Mike didn't tell me where it was. I just started walking out and I saw a big pile of.
I just don't understand why
he was right there.
I don't understand why these streets are like have such dirty names.
I don't know. Tune in. All right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Jeff, I love you.
I'm here.
I love you, Jeff.
I love you, Jeff.
Yeah, cool.
Love you, Jeff.
Jeff, I love you so much.
Jeff, it was really nice having you on. I love you.
We're your family.
I love you, Jeff. Bye.
Are we family?
We've known each other our whole lives, Jeff.
Really?
Except for the first year and the first 17 months of your life.
I've known you my whole life.
I've known you my whole life.
I've lived a lot, so.
You were a baby.
I was pooping in your pants. I mean, we all pooped our pants, man. All
right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy. Peace. Boom.
Bye.
Cool.
Food round up on top floor by all of us. Well, there's no cure inside. We can only proceed forward. It's shame only some of us can see. The others must change and retune their frequency.
Story that was all those.
I still have shivers going down my spine, Mike.
Oh, I know, especially those the knight armor. Oh, so spooky,
it's terrifying.
I know. Oh God, I don't know how Liz does it talking about all these spooky things all the time. Oh, come in.
Chris and friend, are you guys done?
Yes. We're done with your podcast. You can have it back.
Okay, thanks. I have someone else coming in soon, so.
Oh.
Don't forget your shoes.
Wait, can I have some of that shrimp that you're bringing in?
Some of the shrimp?
I'd love some shrimp. Yes.
Sure, here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy.
We're gonna leave now.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, all right, so just go ahead and we're gonna give you the floor, and I want you to start off your podcast.
Okay.
All right, you're right. You're good to go.
With a 3-2-1.
All right, hold on. Oh, and I didn't know you were counting me in.
Correction.
Right. Is there a podcast? Oh, Jeremy. All right, do you want to do this one more again? You want me to take over?
Yeah, you just pointed at me with a bunch of smoke in your mouth, and you went, go, go, go. Okay. What do you mean?
All right, so... We'll pick it up from the New Jersey Goblins. I'll come in.
It's my favorite baseball team.
And come up with a very creative way to steal this lady's podcast. Okay.
Take me back.
That's the first fumble, Jeremy. That's the first fumble you've ever had.
I'm not proud of it.
You shouldn't be.
Not proud of it.
You're like, is everything so sticky? And that was where your brain shut off.
Because I was still thinking about the erotic snow elves.